this is very important information for our people. You know, there's a lot of migrants and refugees coming in this area. As we are close to election, we want to tell them about their right to vote. Even if they don't have right to vote, but they should know why voting. So this article was just to educate migrants and refugees about election. Even if they don't have this right to vote, because depending on the situation, but they can share ideas with other people. And these other people have this right to vote.
And of course, the folks who do have citizenship have the right to vote if they register. But I understand a lot either don't realize that or don't do it.
Not even only immigrant, even citizen. Sometimes they don't care about voting. So I think it's a good time to not teaching immigrant and refugees only, because our paper is not targeting only immigrant and refugees, but tell other people that it is their right to go and vote. And they have to understand the importance of voting. You know, let me give you an example. In Africa, it happened elections. But if you see how elections happen, it's crazy sometimes in our countries. So if people, they have this good opportunity to be in this country, I think it is good to understand the importance of voting.
I think what you're saying is that if you're in another country, and I know you and I talked about the challenges of basically freedom of the press in your mother country, that you would kind of recognize the importance of what we have here.
Sure. We have a good chance to be in this country with a freedom of press. In Africa, where I come from, there's not really freedom of speech. If you want to talk about something wrong from the government, you'll get trouble. I think people should understand their right to vote. That's why we're trying to educate our migrant people. We know you never had this chance to vote, but this is your time. This is your right. It's our job as a newspaper to tell people, hey, open your eyes.
This is your first U.S. presidential election that you're seeing, at least up close. This is a twist-filled election, to say the least. It's certainly, some call it a historic election. What are people in the immigrant and refugee population saying about this somewhat unpredictable race?
Yeah, this is my first election I'll see being in this country. For immigrant people and refugees, generally, they are following this conversation, this debate between candidates. There's candidates who don't like immigrants. That's a problem. This country was built on immigrants. I don't see why people don't want to have immigrants in this country. Most of the immigrants, I think, if they could vote, they will vote for the people who want them to be in this country. Why tell people that you don't want immigrants? We're doing good things in this country, and you want to keep working hard to get success in this country.